This is the original 99X. Barnes and Leslie, the Morning X, and one of our favorite listeners is here, Ken Fuchs from The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Shark Tank, Family Feud, on and on and on. Ken, I love that you listen to The Morning X, and I love that you listen to The Morning X from California.
Yes, sir. I'm on it, and congrats, you guys. I love it. It's a great, great show.
It's so funny, thank you, Leslie, because he'll call me and be like, hey, what's the story with this? I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm listening. I'm what do you listen on?
Love it.
Are you on Apple?
Yeah, Apple.
Love that.
Yeah.
We asked you about some show debuts, and I know in the break you looked them up. So what do you got?
Okay. Monday, June 26th, which is coming up a month from now, The Bachelorette, Charity Lawson season, debuts.
Any drama? Because you've already, that's in the can, right? That's done.
That's in the can. It's done. There's plenty of drama, but you're going to have to tune in to find out. Great season, great gal, and very enjoyable season to work on. And season 20, I think it is, of our Bachelorette. So the franchise just keeps rolling along.
I was going to say, what about Paradise? Bachelor in Paradise has to be near.
Oh, Barnes loves that show.
Paradise shoots. I don't do Paradise at the same time I'm in L.A. shooting Shark Tank. Season 15 starts shooting in June. But Paradise will be down there. They'll be down there in Mexico, and they'll be shooting a new season of Paradise. And
love that. Love that trash.
Yeah.
Man, give me more.
Yeah, it's a Bachelor on steroids, right?
And then Senior Bachelor, you have that date?
And then Senior Bachelor shoots this summer. But the Celebrity Family Feud, I wanted to tell you, season premiere is Sunday, July 9th. And again, an incredible season with an incredible lineup of athletes and reality stars and network stars and casts from different shows and comedians. And Steve Harvey's just in his, you know.
Dude's so funny.
He's just at the top of his game.
Ken, I'm going to put you on the spot. I do have two questions going back to my favorite show, Shark Tank.
Yes.
Okay. One is, you're the director of the show. Who is your favorite shark?
Ooh.
Wow. Now, that's a tough one.
I know.
They're all my children.
I know.
I love all my children.
Okay.
You mean to go out and have a drink or to watch on the show or to hang out for a week? Hang out for a week. You know, I, all kidding aside, I'm friends with all of them. They're lovely, lovely people, and they're really, really smart. I just find myself, you know, incredibly motivated and turned on by being around them because of the kinds of people they are. I'd say I'm most in touch with Robert Herjavec because Robert and his wife Kim have twins my daughter's age, and so they've become friends somewhat, and we were neighbors for a while, and so I'm a little bit in touch with Robert, and Damon also has a child, so some of these guys, we just, our family, you know, our family situations more match up.
Part two question. Have you ever gone to any of them for any business advice?
You know.
Ooh, good question.
Well, that's a really good question. And I thought you were going to say for money. And the answer would be no. I'm not pitching them. A lot of people have come to me and said, could you send this to Mark? And the answer is just no. Because that happens to him 1,000 times a day. And he doesn't need me to add on top of that. But business advice, not so much. I mean, you know, we all read what they say and what they feel, and they've had different takes on different things. And some I agree with and some I don't. In general, I listen because they're a lot smarter
than I am,
right?
Well, Fran, what's he going to go, hey, guys, I have only 7 network shows in primetime that I'm directing. Can you help me? What's the difference? Can I get more?
Well, I was thinking, like, where he could put his money.
No, where I could put my money, I haven't yet.
Okay.
No, I don't ask. But I was at a charity auction recently, and there was a gorgeous watch up for bid, and I texted O'Leary really quickly because he's the watch guru, and I said, Kevin, And he's like, at a certain, I had him live on the auction on my phone. And when it hit like whatever it was, I don't know, $10,000 or something, he's like, oh, no, I'd step out. So there was a little bit of advice. Yeah.
I gotcha.
It's so fascinating. Ken has been nice enough to let me go hang out on the set and I'll stay because it's an hour long. Like the pitch is an hour and it gets cut down to like 8 minutes or something.
Right.
But Ken will always be like, dude, do you really want to watch this? I'm like, hell yes.
Yes, it's fascinating.
I will sit there all day and watch for like 8-9 hours and not get bored.
It is actually fascinating. And you know, it's obviously cut down for television because, you know, we want to get four companies into the hour. You wouldn't really want to watch just one company for an hour if it wasn't a product or business you were interested in. So that's the reason. But if you find a business you're interested in,
yeah.
Oh, you could watch for, you know, a day.
My best memory, Fram, from Shark Tank was, mm-hmm. and it had to be a good memory for Ken, too, because of what he did at the end of it. But he goes, let's go to lunch with Cuban. And so and Mark was on our show all the time back in the day. He would come in.
He was.
Like, buy a whole section of seats at a Hawks game for our listeners or something. And I was sitting at a table with Ken Fuchs, who's sitting right here, Mark Cuban, billionaire, and Richard Branson, billionaire.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, me.
Exactly. Well, I guess two of these things, you and me.
Wow.
You and me.
And what's funny is, you know, I'm like just shutting up. There's a rare time when I have nothing to add until they start talking about the Caribbean. And then Cuban was like saying something about one island. I was like, eh, because I'm in the Caribbean all the time. And
right.
He was like, what? And but during the conversation, each of them have like their people in earshot. So like their people are doing stuff and then they would swoop in behind them and talk in their ear. And then it was surreal to watch. And then Ken's like, here, take a selfie. For me. Well, he wanted a picture with Branson. I was like, oh my God, you're the director. He'll take a picture with you.
That's so cool. I would have loved to have been a fly there. Wow.
Oh my gosh. That was surreal to sit there. But, you know, Cuban would come in all the time. I mean, that dude has not changed.
Yeah, well, his energy, I mean, he's just an incredible guy. He gets a lot done every day.
How many of those deals that we see on Shark Tank go sideways and never make anything? Like, they don't show up?
I'm not sure the number now. There are sometimes things happen between the taping and the deal getting done. Because remember, the Sharks have no idea.
Yeah.
And their teams have no idea what these companies are. And we do vet the companies quite well. And they come on and they give us factual information about their company and their sales. But sometimes in that process of closing the deal, things go sideways. And that happens.
But what you just said right there, most people, when I tell them that, because I've just witnessed it from being there, is that when the people come out, you know, from the doors,
yeah,
the Sharks have no idea what they're pitching.
No, and we hide, like, we hide all their props. So, like, every now and then you'll see a Shark, like, poking around back behind craft service, like, trying to see a weird prop that can get an idea what's happening coming. But honestly, it works, and they know this, too. The show works so much better just to go through that discovery process.
That's good info. One quick question. Any new Sharks coming to the table or guest Sharks?
There are guest Sharks. There will be guest Sharks. I don't have those names officially to divulge and to announce today, but I'm sure very soon. So stand by for that.
Okay.
Some that you've seen in the past and some new ones, I'm sure.
All right, we're going to wrap up with The Bachelor.
So. Golden Bachelor will air Monday nights following Dancing with the Stars. Golden Bachelor will air Monday nights following Dancing with the Stars.
That's a whole interesting thing. The Dancing with the Stars is now off Disney and back on ABC once you get rid of that girl. I did not like her as a co-host or a host, whatever. I'm not even going to mention her name.
Good for you.
But there's a new one. Who is it? Huff. Julianne Huff,
right.
I guess now.
Yes.
I like her.
So with Mike Fleiss getting out of the franchise, did he sell it? What happened there? A Bachelor I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Wait, let me just clarify. So Monday at 8, Golden Bachelor this fall, following Dancing with the Stars. Oh, at 10, I'm sorry. So at 8 is Dancing with the Stars, so that would be a 10 o'clock Golden Bachelor. And then on Tuesday nights, Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Following Celebrity Jeopardy at 9 o'clock.
Are they missing the boat putting Golden Bachelor on at 10? These mofos are asleep, bro, by 8:30.
Well, I'm sure they've done their homework. And they get the early bird special. Oh, it'll be great at 10 because it's going to be a little more mature content, too.
Okay, so Mike Fleiss.
I'm not sure the deal with Mike and the franchise.
My question is leading to The Bachelor, as much as I love it, and The Bachelorette, is becoming very formulaic. The people are gaming the system. The contestants are gaming the system. The audience knows what's coming. Will that ever change?
No. In fact, I think, oddly, with the advent, because remember, we've been around since before social media.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. People are much more clever. They study it. They analyze everything. But I think it's actually helped the franchise in some ways.
Really?
Because now there's more immersive. It's more immersive. Like, just think about how you think about it now. You at home, you're strategizing. It's become, a little bit more like Survivor, where they've embraced, you have to embrace the strategies.
Barnes.
And so...
I'm in.
You're all over it,
bro. Even if I wasn't friends with you, I would be in. I love all of it.
And you're almost 65.
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
I'm barely above 50, brother.
Okay, well...
All right.
You look great.
Good to see you, Ken. Always welcome.
You.
Please come once a season on Feud.
Thank you. I will come every season. I'm out here in Atlanta. We love it out here in Atlanta. And keep watching. Feud, Shark Tank, Celebrity Feud, Golden Bachelor.
Your favorite?
Bachelorette.
Atlanta restaurant?
My favorite Atlanta restaurant.
You always want to go, and that's where we're going right now.
Let's go, baby. Brax.
Yeah. It's a little early. We'll wait till lunchtime, but we will go.
Okay.
All right, man. Good to see you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Great to see you, Leslie. Thank you.
The Morning X with Barnes and Leslie. 99X.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.